Gush Camp 1, July 9th, Afternoon Chapel.
Hi, day campers.
Hi.
Can you guys say hi to my day camper friends?
Hi.
Who else has been a day camper that's now an overnight camper? Oh, yeah, look at all these guys. And now maybe someday you guys will be spending an overnight camp here someday too. That'd be pretty fun, eh? But when you're older. Fun. Well, I told you that we're going to learn a little bit about Eric Little. But we're going to learn about him tonight. This morning, or this afternoon, we're going to learn a little bit about, or I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to read you this story. Now, it's a good story, but it's a little bit confusing. So you have to be extra good at listening. Are you ready? Now, this story is about a race with an incredibly close finish. It was a gorgeous day. Sunny with a slight breeze. Spectators and athletes had been waiting all day for this event. The athletes stepped onto the track, shaking their legs out. They looked at each other, saying nothing. Was it a deadly focus or fear in their eyes? No one could tell. The race official gathered them together, giving the instructions for the start of the race. Each runner, now in their lane, is looking ahead, waiting for the starting official to give them their cues. A few of the athletes jump up and down. Others do a few quick stretches. Then they hear the words they had been waiting for all day. On your mark. The runners step up to the line. Get set. They crouch down, lowering their bodies and raising their hips in order to launch themselves off the starting line. Then the most bizarre thing happened. Lane two and lane six runners turned to look at the starting pistol and quickly covered their ears. Bang! They both flinched. Then they looked up at the starting pistol and then started running to catch up to the rest of the grade one boys who were now three steps ahead. This relay race, have you ever had a relay race?
Yeah.
Where you pass the baton?
Yep.
The relay race had just begun and they were already playing catch up. Within a few seconds, the boys were approaching their teammates for the first handoff. In lane three, the boys dropped the baton and went from second to last. Lane two had a tremendous first leg of the relay despite their poor start and now found themselves in second place just behind lane four. In lane five, during the handoff, the first boy ran right into his teammate, knocking him down to the ground, and they now found themselves in second last place, just behind lane six. In third was lane one. Second place was lane two. And first place was lane four. Well, the boys continued to run as fast as they could to the second handoff, which didn't go any better than the first. Lane four was really tired and decided to walk the last five steps, which put them in fourth place. The boy who received the baton in lane two appeared to mouth the words, "Let's go get a freezy after," to which his teammate yelled, "Run!" Lane one maintained their position of third place. When the boy in lane six handed off the baton, he walked into lane five, disrupting their handoff and causing their runner to fall. Lane five found themselves last after gaining two spots on the second leg. After the second leg of the relay, it was lane five in last with lane 2 just barely ahead. Lane 4 was in 4th. Lane 1 maintained 3rd place. Lane 6, who disrupted lane 5 after a decent handoff, found themselves in 2nd. Lane 3 made up a significant distance and had an excellent handoff and went from last to 1st after the 2nd handoff. During the 3rd leg, the lane 3 boy was jumping up and down, swinging his hands high above him, trying to catch a butterfly. Well, this allowed lane 6 to pass him. Now, despite his freezy-loving stature, lane 2 made some tremendous gains, catching and passing lane 4 and lane 1. At the handoff, they found themselves neck and neck with lane 3 in 2nd place. Lane 5, still in tears from the collision, all at the 2nd handoff, was in last with lane 4 and 1 in 4th and 5th places. The 3rd and final handoff happened without any falls, drops, or collisions, apart from lane 5, who, after handing off the baton, fell onto the grass beside the track in a heap, waiting for medical attention, or any attention for that matter. The race continued with lane 2 slowly catching lane 6. After reaching out his chest, the runner in lane 6 took first place by just the smallest of chest hairs. With lane 2 in 2nd, lane 3 in 3rd, lane 1 in 4th, lane 4 in 5th, and lane 5 in last place. The race was over. And the winner was... You know who the winner was? The 3rd runner in lane 2 who got the jump on everyone else and was the first in line at the concession to get the freezy. Have you ever seen a relay race that just kind of went badly and everybody kind of ran into each other and they ran into each other's lanes and the batons were dropped? Have you ever seen something like that? Yeah, I have too. I made you imagine it? Yeah. So, one of the things, did you have something? Did you see something like that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's no good. Yeah. Yeah. And then it hit your nose. That would hurt a lot. Well, you know what? One of the biggest and most important things for us to learn, eyes on me so I know you're listening. One of the biggest and most important things for us to learn in life, when we try anything, including a Christian life, is that it's really important to show up for a race. You know that race that there was only 3 of us racing, and I got a 3rd place medallion, and I also got last place. You know what happened? There was a lot of people. All right. Okay, look at me, girls. So do you remember that race? Yeah. I got 3rd place and I got last place at the same time. You know why? There was a lot of people who didn't show up. And they had no chance to win by not showing up. So tonight we're going to learn a little bit about the importance of showing up and racing. Matthew chapter 28 verses 16 to 20. Who can find that verse? Matthew chapter 28 verse 16 to 20. Matthew chapter 28 verse 16 to 20.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20.
What is it before?
Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
What's the verse?
Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. If you didn't bring your Bibles or if you don't have one, ask your cabin leader. If your cabin leader forgot theirs, talk to your cabin leader. You found it? Found it? Okay, I'm going to read it. I've got it written down on my paper here. Okay? Now, one of the interesting things about running a race is that you don't have to run a perfect race. You just have to show up. If you show up, you're in the race. And you have a chance. You just have to show up. Okay? Let's listen to this. It says this. I'll read it once we're quiet, okay? Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But listen to this, listen to this. But some of them doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go." Hear that word? Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Did you notice what that verse said? Who were the disciples? Let's ask that question. Who were the disciples? Do you know who the disciples were?
Followers of Christ?
Yeah, do you think they were really, really knew a lot about the Bible and Jesus?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, for people who were following Jesus every day for 3 years, you would think that they would know a lot. And it would be easy for them to believe in somebody that they can see, that they can walk with, they can touch, they can give a hug to. But it says, when they worshipped him, some of them doubted. They showed up, but they weren't perfect. Some of them doubted. And so it's okay to have doubts. The disciples had doubts. But as long as we show up and we keep walking towards Jesus, and keep growing closer to him, that's the important thing. So today we're going to learn more tonight about showing up and the importance of showing up and how it is the most essential thing in life for us to do anything that we want to do, but especially in the Christian life, okay? So we'll talk more about that tonight. Let's pray, and we're going to go to cabin time, and your cabin leaders are going to have a few things that they're going to share with you and a few questions for you, and we'll go from there. All right, here we go. Father, we thank you for this day. We ask, Lord, that you'll continue to teach us more and more about your word and help us to learn how important it is to show up and to do our very best for you in this Christian life. In your name I pray, amen.